can't make it can hop online and pick up what we're talking about here today, but I felt led this morning to discuss best practices. And I know for many of us, perhaps we don't have a research background that we're actually measuring, what our successes are, our best practices are. But I want to speak, positively and in general and focus in on some specifics about what works, what do you see working in your communities in terms of more people coming to know Jesus. We really that's our stated goal here, is that we want people to come into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And so the focus of all of our efforts is a prayer, care, share lifestyle Christ in our cities. What's working? Where have we seen some successes, and how might we encourage one another? So before we get into the dialogue, I just want to go around and again just let everybody do a brief introduction. So if you could share your name, what city you're representing, and how you're involved with City Reaching. I'm John Kiefer. I'm serving with the Table Coalition as a representative here in the state of Wisconsin. I'm trying to help serve cities around the state. And I'll ask next and just share where you're at and what you're doing with City Reaching. Rick?
Okay, thanks, John. Rick Hensel. I live in Stevens Point, the center area of Wisconsin. And I am involved with two different ministries. One is Wisconsin Marketplace Ministries. I'm sorry, John, every time I speak, there's tons of interference coming on my line.
Yeah, so if people...
Are people hearing me okay?
Yeah, we're hearing you fine, Rick.
Yeah.
Okay, it must be on my end. So I work with Wisconsin Marketplace Ministries. We facilitate breakfasts and luncheons around the state that bring business owners together, Christian owners, and ministry leaders to strategize about reaching their common areas. And then I work alongside John with the ministry called Wisconsin Believes, which is a community transformation ministry where we will mentor people who get inspired to impact their local community around the state, along with a group of others that become a mentorship team.
Thanks, Rick. Michael Douglas, you want to just introduce yourself briefly?
Yeah, Michael Douglas, Modesto, California, with Mission Greater Modesto and Advancing Vibrant Communities. And I think our two main focuses are promoting corporate prayer within the city and relational evangelism through loving your neighbor as yourself.
Beautiful. Thank you. Alan, you want to go ahead? Alan probably muted.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Okay, this is Alan Doswald, and I lead Evangelicals for Social Action and Love in the Name of Christ in Fresno. And it's hard to know where to start. Lord led me to start ESA 38 years ago, so we've done all kinds of things. But it's working together through Love, Inc., and then lots of prayer, lots of unity. And now we're starting a new ministry called Engaging the Church, because someone asked me a year ago, if there are so many churches and Christians in Fresno, why do we have so many serious problems? And I said, because we have too many country clubs and not enough rescue stations. And so we are in the process of, we have found about 18 ministries in town that need Christians to come and help one-on-one transform someone's life, not to do mailings or run copies. And we're just kicking that off in February here with bulletin inserts for our 500 churches to salt our city, get the salt out of the shaker. So that's our current thing we're working on.
Beautiful. Thank you, Alan. Gary, could you check in with us?
Yes, Gary Wiles. We do not serve the leadership of CMAT, Orality Network, and with Living Water in Nashville, but also I've been involved for a number of years with City Reaching Initiative, Houston, the 82,000 down strategy. So one of the things just now is to create a way to identify who's doing what in the city. The city expression of linking voices, we're calling it linking Houston voices, but looking to just create a database so people can know who's doing what, who's reaching the immigrant population, who's reaching Buddhists, Hindus, Sikhs, Muslims, Americans, in prisons, etc. So, that's our journey, is linking network, and better identify the activity of crowd in the city.
Beautiful. We're in a little trouble hearing you there, Jerry, but I think I got most of it. Thanks for checking in. Jim Morgan, you want to introduce yourself briefly?
Yeah, sure. Hey, it's Jim Morgan, New City Ministries. Most of you know who we are, but we provide tools and strategies to help city movements and churches and ministries connect and collaborate around needs in their community for prayer, care, and share. And I've been blessed to be in that line of work, a lot of ministry, about 17 years now.
Awesome. Thank you, Jim. I know a lot more people have joined the call, and we want to give everybody a chance to just check in, what city you're serving and your relationship with city reaching. But there is a lot of background noise, so if you could mute your phone when you're not speaking, and then, of course, remember to mute it when you get back on. Dina, I see that you joined us. Could you just check in with us, please? Might be muted. Okay. Well, I got a text from Chad, so I'm going to let Chad step in and introduce himself.
Good morning, everybody. Chad Wells. Hopefully you can hear me all right. I'm having some trouble on my end. But I am with Worship City, and it's great to be on the line. With Worship City, our focus is city movements. Currently, we're praying and mobilizing here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and this region, and looking for partners and business leaders for April 3rd through 5th, a three-day weekend of mobilizing youth, college students, high school students, pastors, and leaders. We're going to be doing three nights of worship and a conference April 3rd through 5th, so we'd love to connect with you, many of you who are in the Wisconsin or Midwest region, even across the country, to really make sure that people are engaged and mobilizing together here in this region. Thanks.
Beautiful. Thank you, Chad. And I noticed there's a few more that haven't checked in yet, so if you haven't had a chance to introduce yourself, now would be a good time.
This is Kimberly Johnson with Go 2020. Good morning.
Good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for joining us. I'm glad you're with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Sorry I was late onto the call, but just excited to hear updates and what's going on in the cities. And Go 2020, if you're not familiar with it, is a global collaborative initiative to mobilize every believer everywhere to be an active witness, to pray, care, and share the gospel with at least one person in May 2020. And this is to be a catalyst to all of what you guys are already doing and the church. Just hearing Alan talk about needing more rescue centers instead of country clubs, that's our hope, is that every believer sees the great joy and privilege of sharing their faith and getting out into the community and sharing Christ's love with their neighbors. We're partnering with America Praise and Plow and other ministries that are doing city outreaches like Time to Revive and that sort of thing.
And Kimberly, you just had a big conference in Orlando. Could you give us some highlights for that that might encourage city reachers?
Well, I think the greatest highlight is we walked away really seeing that God is moving. I think the leaders all agreed that that we're really building a unity among each other, knowing that this is a unique time we have to work together to put down our silos and to see how we can encourage one another, and by coming together for things like Go 2020, really waking up the church to get us more activated into our communities for a specific time, and hopefully an ongoing. And just really seeing how we can support one another in what we're doing as well. Better together.
Beautiful. That is encouraging, because sometimes we can be out here in the wilderness feeling like not much is happening. But when you gather in a national gathering like that, you get to hear the stories where God is working. And hopefully that's one of the values that this call brings as well, that we can network and encourage each other and support each other. I'm going to kind of spring this off Jim Morgan. Jim, we are talking about best practices today. I think you have a practice. We are serving city reaching teams around the country. Take just a couple minutes to get the conversation started here for us. What are you seeing as some of the best practices in effective city reaching around the country?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. What we've seen is that, you know, events and kind of transactional efforts can be catalyst to year-round. It should be catalyst to something sustaining. And for Meet the Need is kind of going, we spent a bunch of years working with many, many city movements across the country, and there's been a lot of great things that have happened through it. And the best things that happen through Meet the Need are when it is sustainable, continues past those events. And the times when it's just a one-time event, transactional, seasonal for the holidays, and we do something kind of big at the holidays, and we take a breath and take a breather, you know, in January and February, the folks are still hungry and hurting when the holidays are over. That's not a good thing. And so we see that currently, where Meet the Need is used like crazy, November, December. Our tools help churches to do things that are compassion-driven and discipleship-driven, and are, you know, about evangelism in the communities. But then level of activity through our systems, which are kind of a good you know, the diagnosis of and measure and gauge of what's going on, because we're working across the country, and things really do drop off in January and February. So where we're going as a ministry, we spent 2 years now and a couple $100,000 building out a new platform, which is kind of part of our future, where we're going to build and wrap circles of support around families. So we're allowing for churches, for ministries, for city-reaching movements and groups to be able to empower families to figure out a better path to a more sustainable, you know, better future in Christ. And so we've got, by providing the avenues, the mechanism by which you can invite people into relationship with you as a family who's struggling, who's looking for help, you know, you've got churches, you've got ministries, you've got all these folks that begin to form these relationships that are symbiotic and that are, you know, Christ-centered, that are encouraging for families beyond the one-time event. We think that's a better solution. It's, you know, more apt to create avenues for discipleship. These new tools we're building out are also going to have built into them discipleship materials and tools that the city movement or church, whoever it is, can put in, you know, resources, articles, books, whatever it is. They can kind of feed or seed the platform with those kinds of tools. And it's an artificial intelligence-based platform, so the system figures out, here's this family, here's this volunteer, here's this church, here's this ministry. The system will suggest tools, resources, materials, needs, volunteers, and will suggest to you opportunities to do more, to reach out to the people in Jesus' name, and, you know, opportunities for prayer, care, and share. And one of the cool things about AI with this is that we're going to be the first, we think, to apply artificial intelligence to recommending scripture and to recommending prayer. So it's neat to be in the forefront of taking AI and not just about meeting needs and about building these circles of support around families, but also leveraging modern tools for the purpose of looking at what scriptures
really appropriate and best for people facing different situations, and then looking at, you know, as far as prayer and encouraging folks to be praying for one another as they, you know, go about their days, and they're prompted to pray based on the artificial intelligence. So we're excited about where we're heading. And again, as usual with Meet the Need, there's no charge for all this. We're going to be doing the same way we always do. We've got very generous funders who've put a tremendous amount of money into what we've done the last 17 years and allowed us to be able to give this away for free to ministries and churches across the nation.
Jim, this is so exciting to hear, and I'm excited to see if, and if people go to meettheneed.org, you'll be able to see the tremendous resources that are being offered to your communities. And maybe you could just explain briefly how this, obviously it's clear how it might affect a ministry or a charity or a church. How does this work within a city of, you know, maybe you've got 5 or 6 or maybe 10 churches working together? How does it help facilitate that, Jim?
Well, the philosophy is going to be different than traditionally what we do with city movements is with the current Meet the Need, the system we've had for several years, is that you would go out to the city movement, would go out to the churches and ministries, or I would fly in and we would do presentations and things like that as many of, I've visited many of your cities. We would talk about your church, your ministry, you know, getting on this shared platform for events, for volunteerism, for tracking families and working with them, that whatever it may be, we would talk about pulling churches and ministries into the same platform. But that becomes difficult to push people, I should say, at least to say push, to push ministries and churches to get them to change what they're doing now currently and to transition onto a new platform. So we're now we're talking about a different philosophy, one where a city movement goes out to the organizations in the community and says, look, we're going to build a network, kind of a viral grassroots network through these tools that don't require your ministry or your church to adopt these tools as the way you do volunteer management or case management. This is just a way you can take the onus and burden off your church and your ministry to provide all these resources and to do all this stuff. Here's an opportunity to empower the families that are struggling to, you know, to form these circles of support, to begin to invite people into relationship. And with like, I think it's really more of a viral grassroots building that the city movement's talking about here versus going out and trying to convince these pastors and executive directors of ministries to start using a new platform. It's not about that. There's no convincing that has to be done here. This is really more grassroots.
I love it. I really think that's the future. I think God obviously has given you that wisdom and insight to create this for us, that it is more of a grassroots, local, bottom-up environment that can really help people. I love it. I love it. I love it. Does this raise any questions for anybody, for Jim? Does anybody want to give a testimony or story how maybe this has helped in your community?
Yeah, Mike Douglas here.
One thing to add real quick,
John.
Just to share one quick thing before you, this is not live yet. The new system is in beta right now with some ministries in Atlanta and also in Florida. We're in beta now with this new artificial intelligence platform. It will not be available to anybody until 2021.
Okay, great. Well, appreciate that. That's an interesting caveat. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I just wanted to say we've tracked with Jim and meettheneed.org for a long time, and we could not do what we do without it, literally. And I'm very excited to hear about the new vistas they're exploring. One of the challenges is, in any congregation, you know, the IT people change. There's attrition there. And unless you're really on top of it with multiple congregations, as that attrition occurs or new pastors come in and out, you have to start all over again, you know, with them being participants. I'm very excited to hear about what Jim is doing. Just want to thank you publicly for all that you've done for us as a ministry community, because literally, Jim, we could not do what we do without you guys.
It's our pleasure, and we love you, Michael.
Thank you. I just love when people honor and appreciate each other. That's such a beautiful thing. Again, we're talking about best practices in city reaching. We've got some tremendous initiatives going. I know that Dina was on the line. I think she had to pop off. She's at a meeting in San Diego today, so she warned me she wouldn't be able to stay long. We also are, you know, working with the Table Coalition and Nick and Pulse and together, and there's some tremendous things happening with the American Bible Society in Year of the Bible and really encouraging scripture engagement. And so we want you all to be aware of that as well. Kimberly Johnson from Go 2020, you gave us a little brief overview. Are there some other things that you would like to share that might help city-reaching movements across the country?
Well, you know, we're here to see what we can do to help move city movements forward. You know, how can we help bring more people together by having this month of focus on what we're all, you know, focused on doing, and that is increasing prayer and gospel conversations in our in every sphere of society. So, you know, by us kind of having this moment of increased focus in and asking the churches to join us, I think we're hoping that it does help sustain those gospel movements throughout the year. But we would love to hear from you on how we can help you better through this movement, how we can communicate certain things. And always the networking part is our greatest challenge. We're right now trying to identify what is currently going on in the different cities that people can connect with and be encouraged to see. But, yeah, we would just love to hear from you how we can help all of you and work better together.
Well, I would hear that as an invitation. So if there's anyone on the call that would like to respond to that, what would help you in your city? Go ahead.
Contact information to get in touch with you.
Okay, that's easy.
Go ahead, Kimberly.
Should I just, well, I'm Pastor Dave Gibson. We're here at Grace Church in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. We have been seconded in part to this movement. Go 2020 only has one, the U.S. initiative only has one part-time staff person. So we're all volunteers using the resources that is already in place and kind of bringing those together for this purpose. So my email address is kimberly.johnson@grace.church. My cell phone number is 612-865-8219.
Thank you.
And I welcome your emails and calls or texts, however you like to communicate.
Beautiful. Thank you, Kimberly. Appreciate that. And it's amazing to me how God always provides. Where he calls, he provides. I believe that with all my heart. And for the provision of your church releasing you to help serve us is a great blessing to the church, and we appreciate it.
Well, we have been blessed by it, so we're just so, it's a real privilege to serve in this way.
Awesome. I'm aware of a connection here that I'd like to highlight, and I'm going to ask Rick Hensel to share a little bit about Love Inc. in Southwood County, because I think Alan might be interested to hear this story from a cheesehead. So, Rick, if you could just share the little bit about the story in Wisconsin Rapids and how Love Inc. came about, and maybe a little bit of an update on what's happening there. And I think this feeds into this conversation of best practices in terms of how we can help support city reaching efforts.
Yeah, you betcha. Four years ago, I was meeting with a lady named Anita Carlson. I live in Stevens Point, Central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Rapids is a town about 25 minutes southwest of that. And we were meeting to talk about organizing a human trafficking ministry working with
survivors and rescue and awareness for the church. And I happened to mention that I knew a guy named John Kiefer, a friend of mine over in the Appleton area, and we'd been getting together to pray about city transformation ministry and affecting the local community. And it just lit a fire under her where she got inspired on her own to start connecting with pastors and churches in the Wisconsin Rapids area and business people. And she came to a convention that we had in Milwaukee and connected with a gal in Sheboygan who was doing Love, Inc. of Sheboygan. And she learned about the Love, Inc. model about being a clearinghouse to solve issues and problems for the community. And over a four-year period of time, she's built it up to where she's now full-time director of that. And John and I meet with her semi-regularly, 3-4 times a year, as a mentor team to help her with anything that's going on, to pray with her. And the Lord just honored what she was doing. 2 years ago, there was a church, a Bible church, that was down to a small handful of members, and they were going to close the church. And instead of returning the church back to the denomination, they donated the building to Danita to use as the Love, Inc. of Southwood County office. And Danita's just really done a great job with that. There's community meetings going on. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I'm going to a breakfast and luncheon there where she's connecting with the National Christian Foundation about generosity. And it's just a number of many things. But we see, John and I have experienced seeing that little seed just grow into a full-time ministry that is impacting the community in Wisconsin Rapids and affecting changes in churches. And it's just a great, great thing to go. It starts with prayer, and then you get a little spark, and then you continue to persevere with it even when things don't look like they're going well. Because there were times where she would have been more than happy to give up in the early times because she wasn't getting the response she wanted. But I believe through continued prayer for her and her persevering and her listening to the Lord and knowing that he didn't release her from it, now it's going full throttle. Amen.
This is Alan. Let me just mention something. I think Love, Inc. is a great way for churches to start working together in the community because they all share a need. The guy that comes in on Tuesday morning and wants $100 to fix his car, you don't know if it's a real need. When we let the pastors know we're going to solve this problem, 120 of them came to our first meeting in 1986 when we started Love, Inc. So there's a vested interest already for the church to be involved. And then it doesn't matter if a Pentecostal and a liberal whatever church or whatever gets involved because they don't know who's part of the clearinghouse. It's like spokes on a wheel. And so churches are working together. They don't have any reason not to work together. They have
That's
a
great.
Lot of reason to work together. Love, Inc. is a great way for churches to start working together in their city.
Yeah, and we've seen that not only with just kind of this startup as a giving a city-reaching person a track to run on, but really it's been a wonderful catalyst to bring churches together in central Wisconsin. And we've seen the same thing in Sheboygan. We've had a ministry there with Katie Pop, and they've been serving Sheboygan County for many years, bringing the churches together. And I love the motto, helping churches help people. It's really that simple. And so thank you, Alan, for your pioneer work in developing this and making it a resource available. And I can see how
John, if I could add something to that, just with Wisconsin Marketplace Ministries, the added strategy is we work with the business side of it, and Love, Inc. works with the church side of it, and that's how we bring both those entities together.
That's great.
Yeah, the cross-sector collaboration, I think, is really important. That it's not just congregational ministry, but it's all different kinds of ministries, as well as private and public business, government, education. Let's bring the whole church together wherever they happen to be serving, and let's work together.
Yep.
As you're fond of saying, John, the whole gospel to the whole community.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's beautiful. You know, as I was thinking about best practices, and I've been at this for, I don't know, 15, 20 years, and I'm sure everyone on the call could speak to this better than myself, but I think of our prayer, care, share motto, if you will, or model for how we want to reach people is very consistent in terms of best practices within city reaching as well. Obviously, prayer is the air we breathe. It's the foundation. It's everything. Without the power of God, we're just, you know, we're a clanging cymbal. And so prayer obviously is essential in any city-reaching movement. Personal prayer, corporate prayer, prayer in all of its facets and aspects. But I would also add to that idea of prayer is patience. That many times these city-reaching movements take time, way more time than we want them to. And we need to be persistent as well, because there are so many things the enemy would want to do to distract us and defeat us and discourage us and put us down. And we just need to be persistent in the call that God has placed on our lives to continue to pray, to continue to be patient, to do those simple acts, the task that God has put in front of us to help people and love them. The care piece, you know, that's pretty obvious to most of us as we see that that opens the door. As we share the compassion of Christ and we are consistent with that, people start to, they start to trust. We start to build the trust. And so as we think about a strategy for reaching our cities, there has to be that justice, action, meet the need, and a love in the name of Christ component of it. Or it's not going to be real. It's not going to be trusted. It's not going to be anything anyone looks to unless we are genuinely loving and caring and showing that compassion consistently. And, of course, the share piece is the piece that we can never neglect, because if we don't bring people back to the gospel, sharing the good news of the kingdom, the good news of Jesus Christ, really what's the point? And so in terms of all of our best practices, we always need to be very purposeful and intentional about looking for those opportunities to share the good news. And are the volunteers and the leadership, are they equipped, are they trained, are they encouraged and motivated and mobilized to share the gospel? And I think we do this in word and deed. You know, the deeds of caring and compassion, obviously, but when we serve the city, when we serve the church, when we serve the ministries, and we put others in front of ourselves, we set their interests above our own, and we look for, Lord God, where are you at work in the community? And how can we serve you, and how can we serve the ministries and the leaders and the clients that need to be served? So just a single salvation focus, keeping evangelism and discipleship at the center, keeping Jesus the focus of everything we do, but in humble service, I think helping other people really is the key to a successful city-reaching movement. I just offer those as some thoughts. Any other thoughts as we think about this idea of best practices?
John, if you don't mind me chiming in again.
Go ahead.
One of the things that is a spearhead of what we do is that we don't reinvent the wheel. The brother that mentioned that there's too many country clubs and not enough service centers or rescue, excellent phrase, love it much. And it's true. Our purpose is to find out who is already doing good things, tell their story, rally support around them, make them more effective, and then invite them to the table to be a mentor to the next inspired person that wants to do that where it isn't happening. Because we have too many ministries duplicating efforts when they could be stronger if they were united, and the figuring out ways to connect them to each other as we discover who they are is vital.
Amen. Well said, Rick. Thank you. Other thoughts? Jerry, are you still on the line? We'd love to hear from you. All right, we might have lost Jerry. How about Chad? Are you still on the line, Chad?
He might be muted.
Yeah, that could be too.
Chad here. Hi. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah, we can. Go ahead, Chad. What are some of
the on the road
you're seeing?
I'll keep it brief. I shared really worship city in our team. We've been focusing between more time with Wisconsin, but specifically April 3rd through 5th in Milwaukee. We're really looking to take our next step in uniting pastors and business leaders in Milwaukee and the region, building off what the Lord brought together last September, specifically reaching out to local high schools, youth groups, business leaders, doing three nights of worship across the region, a conference, and school visits. So would love for those of you on the line in Wisconsin or with relationships in Wisconsin, would love to schedule a time to connect and share more how we might be able to partner to reach Milwaukee and the region. I'll keep it short since I'm driving, but John, if you could help facilitator, just connect. I can provide more information and follow up to the call.
Yeah, if we wanted to contact you, what would be the best way? Do you have a website or email you'd like to share with us, Chad?
Yes, email would be best, and the schedule from there. So first name Chad, C-H-A-D, period, and last name is W. L E C Z Y K at gmail.com. And would love to connect with anyone that has a heart for Wisconsin and Milwaukee and the region and what God's doing here. So thank you guys.
Beautiful. Thank you, Chad. It's really great to hear from you. And we'll post these notes up on the website so people can connect that way as well. I also wanted to share, we're going to be hosting a local table gathering here in the Fox Cities coming up. Let's see here. It's going to be March. Yeah, I've got to make sure I got the right dates. I'm not misleading anybody. The end of March, the 27th, I believe it is. And what a local table gathering is, the objective of these regional local table gatherings is to bring seasoned and emerging leaders to the table to encourage, inspire, and equip partnerships within the local church and nonprofits so that more people can know Jesus. It's an opportunity to celebrate and honor what's already happening while also providing a platform to continue equipping and equipping emerging leaders. And so we're excited to be hosting this here in Wisconsin. I know that the Table Coalition has hosted these in other cities around the country, but it's exactly what we've been talking about today here in terms of bringing people together to pray, to build relationship, and to see how they can work together. And so we want to be a catalyst for partnerships in cities and churches all across the country to develop models and sustainable local relationships that the Holy Spirit is really initiating and strengthening these relationships for the purpose of reaching people for Christ. So if you'd like to learn more about local table gatherings, why don't you give me a call or a text or an email, and I'd like to share with you what we're planning here in Wisconsin. And perhaps this is something you might want to bring to your community as well. We're looking at bringing together 20 to 40 emerging leaders alongside of seasoned leaders to build relationships. Hopefully some mentoring relationships can develop out of this, and also looking to catalyze some partnerships and collaboration within the city. So we're excited to be hosting that, and hopefully that would be a resource for you to consider as well.
John, are any of these in California?
You know, we'd have to check with Dina. Dina really has been kind of championing this for the Table Coalition. I don't know what their schedule is for the rest of the year, but that may be on the Table Coalition website, but for sure Dina would be able to answer that for you.
Mike Douglas, do you know about any of these?
Not offhand, no, Alan.
I haven't heard anything. Okay, I'll contact Dina.
Okay, thank you. All right, any other thoughts or questions, concerns, issues before we go to prayer? All right, let's spend some time together in prayer, and please feel free to lead out. If the Lord gives you a scripture, go ahead and read that. We can pray into that. But we certainly want to pray for so much of what we've already discussed, and look for an opportunity, just as the Spirit leads us, let's pray for one another and encourage each other in the Lord.